with more badass liberal talk. Bart Cop Radio.
So what's next?
Did you hear about our old friend David Crosby?
No. What about him?
He was arrested. He did a show in New York, maybe it was New Jersey, and afterwards he went to his hotel and checked out, and he left his bag with his drugs and his gun and his knife in it. Now, Tommy, let me ask you a question. When you check out of a hotel, do you personally carry your drugs with you, or do you leave that for someone else to carry?
Well, you know, I don't do drugs.
Oh, well, when you check out of a hotel, do you carry your own gun, or do you let someone else carry the gun for you?
Bart, don't got a gun. I don't have a gun.
Well, surely you carry a knife when you check out of a hotel. Do you carry your own knife, or do you have someone else carry your knife for you?
You know, I just don't carry a knife.
Well, tell you what, when I carry guns and drugs, I always carry them myself. I don't even put them on. I don't even put them on that little brass thing that the other guy pushes around. I personally carry my own little bag because there's just no reason in this world for me to turn anything of mine like that over to anybody else. It just makes no sense. And so I wonder what the hell's up. David Crosby's done time. He's done time for drugs and he's done time for, I think, other stuff, failure to appear, that kind of thing. But, you know, Christ, once you've already been in prison, you think you keep a little bit sharper eye on the things that could return you to prison.
Yeah, but we are talking about David Crosby here.
Hey, as long as we're on the entertainment field, let me mention a couple of quick things.
Okay.
Mrs. Bart's going to be in a bad mood tonight because there's no CSI because there's basketball on instead. Oh, God.
Basketball.
You know, I'm getting to think that all sports should be on cable. I just can't. Baseball every October ruins the whole Fox network. Not that they don't deserve it, but, you know, there's no 24, there's no Simpsons, there's, in the old days there was no X-Files. All that stuff had to premiere in November because they were watching baseball, and it's always the Yankees against somebody. Who cares? It just seems like all sports. Also, on when football season's out, 60 Minutes and Cold Case and all that stuff, that's all, you know, 20 minutes off the clock. Because the football game ran long, and a guy like me with my three VCRs working, it's real hard to set an alarm for 6 and 6:20. That's just more work that I don't need, but I just hate it when sports are on TV. It's just bad. Also, are you familiar with Elijah Dushku?
Gesundheit.
She's a quite attractive. She was the good-looking girl on Buffy. Did you ever see a Buffy episode?
No, because I like to assume I had a life, Bart.
Ah. But anyway, I think she's one of the finer-looking young women that's on the television today, or in Hollywood, let's say, because she's that fine. But her new show, it's called True Calling. It's on Thursdays, opposite Friends and Survivor. So, yeah, that's a tough little spot to have. But the show now, I think, has gotten so good that I forget to lust after her. I get caught up in the show, and I forget that she's a really hot babe. And I just hate that when I forget to lust after a really hot babe because I'm tied up in the show.
I know, what's the point of having a hot babe if you can't, like, you know, get your hormones happening?
Exactly.
But you're actually watching the show because it's good?
Yeah, they might as well have Liv Tyler in there.
Jeez.
No, but it's a combination of, did you ever see the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray?
Yes. Great movie.
It's like that. She stumbles through her day and someone dies. She works in a morgue. And then the dead person looks at her on the morgue slab and says, help me. And whenever that happens, she, how's it go? And she goes back to that morning when she wakes up. So she goes and has to go find the guy and, you know, make him take a different path. If he got hit by a car on 3rd Street, she shows up and tells the guy something like, 3rd Street's blocked. You better take the 4th Street today. And he says, who are you? And she says, never mind. Trust me. And it's just a real good show. It's a lot like Twilight Zone and those kinds of movies. And
I wish we could use her to go back to November 7th, 2000.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Another entertainment note. I guess this won't be on. People won't hear this until after it's happened. But tonight on Dennis Miller, I forgot he was back on TV. I need to watch that and make fun of him. But
I watched a little bit of it.
Is it better with the crowd?
I mean, well, the crowd does help him out a lot because he does play to the crowd. And, I mean, I wanted to watch it and just hate him, but he wasn't quite completely right-wing Nazi on this particular, well, it was Mondays, and he actually argued some points for the left, because it was about abortion, that whole thing about the lady who had the cesarean, who wouldn't get the cesarean, and her baby came out stillborn, and she's charged with murder.
Yeah, yeah.
he basically defended the right to choose and all that sort of stuff, saying, look, it's, you know, my body, it's no one else's problem. So, I mean, I was a little blown away by that. But overall, I'm still upset the fact that he's just not nearly as funny as he used to be, period.
You know, it's interesting. Recently, I had a chance. I was unable to sleep, and he was on HBO, and I caught a rerun of his Dennis Miller Raw.
Yeah.
And that was, like, in his decline. He still had, he was still pro-choice, and he was still screaming at the NRA nuts, but you could see how you could just watch. I mean, now he's gone completely to the dark side. It's possible from what you're saying, maybe he's lightened up a little bit. Maybe in the 10 days he had off, he decided that if he wanted a career, he had to be stop being Bush's commander boy, so 100%. But in this Raw, it was funny to see him, because, you know, the Dennis Miller I used to like, and I feel so personally betrayed by the bastard, because he used to be, I thought, real damn funny when he was a liberal, and then when he went crazy, it's just hard to laugh at a Nazi, unless it's Mel Brooks, you know, springtime for Hitler's kind of stuff. But the reason I brought him up, tonight his guests, check this out, Archbishop Desmond Tutu and Nikki Sixx.
Yes, he mentioned that, in the same studio at the same time. Because when you're going to have a revered historical religious leader, you might as well have the drugged-out guitarist from Motley Crue. I mean, it just makes sense to me. That's like, put your peanut butter in my chocolate. Actually, I'd rather you not put your peanut butter in my chocolate, Bart.
He's more than a drug abuser. I've seen him in interviews talking about he woke up dead a couple of times, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He woke up, and they told him that they brought him back. He talks about this one time he woke up, you know, with a needle sticking out of his arm and that. I mean, that's just so way past drug abuse. And he's going to sit there and trade opinions with Dennis Miller, the Nazi, and the Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And
well, you know, sometimes when you can look ahead in the future and see that the railway has been interrupted and there's a cow on it, and then you want to watch that train wreck happen because, you know, it's going to be horrible, but you can't close your eyes.
All right, moving on here. We're probably nearing the end, but wanted to mention this headline. Activists call for censure of Bush.
Praise Buddha. Praise Mohammed. Praise God. Praise Jesus. Praise whatever deity you're into. Elven Queens. I mean, that is the greatest idea anyone's had in the last week or two.
It says military families. 560,000 signatures have been gathered by these military families to asking Congress to censure the illegal monkey. They have a group called Win Without War. Now, somewhere, this idea came up, you know, oh, did you know I was a Jew hater?
You're a Jew hater?
Yeah, yeah. This guy told me so the other day.
But you're saying Jew hater, like Jewish people, as opposed to speaking Ebonics, like, yo, man, Jew hater. Okay, that didn't work out, but go on. Why are you a Jew hater, Bart?
Well, because I linked to a site. This guy had a damn interesting story that if you get shot and killed on the battlefield, if you're standing there and you get shot through the head and you die, then you are a casualty of war, and you are a war dead. But if you get shot, say, through the neck, and they can get you on the ambulance before you die, if you die in the ambulance or back at the hospital or on the way home, you are not a casualty of war. You are not a Iraqi war dead. And so the real figure, the figure that everybody uses is 560, 570, but they say the real figure is over 1,200. And I saw that, somebody sent that to me with that excerpt, so I put it up. And it turns out this guy, the guy who discovered that, he said it was a Pentagon release. Don't know if it is or not, but that's what he said. But it turns out if you read the whole guy's page, he mentioned the Zionist hoodlums or the Zionist something. So since I linked to the Pentagon story that he had on his page, that made me a Jew hater.
You got to stop hating them Jews by linking to very useful articles, Bart. You just can't do that, man. And in fact, the fact that you have a website on the World Wide Web, and the same World Wide Web has several Nazi sites on it. Just by having your site on the World Wide Web, you're guilty of being in collusion with the Nazis.
True. You know, I don't think I've ever said anything too crazy, because anything I've ever said on the page I can defend. But I imagine as many dozens of readers as I have, there's nobody, you can't possibly agree with everything I've said. There's got to be, you know, everyone that's ever read the page has to have some things where they say, oh, now that's just wrong. That's just crazy. You know, whether it's on whatever topic.
Yes, absolutely.
It's impossible to agree all the time. So, yeah, if I'm down on the Catholics for their sex problems, that doesn't mean if you're pro-Catholic that you agree with me on that if you read the page. It just seems like this guilt by association is a little ridiculous, especially when I have no dog in that hunt.
Absolutely.
What else we need to say?
Any more stories?
Did you hear about the a group? What's the name of this group? This ought to be pretty good. The Federal Marriage... No, let's see. Yeah, the Four... Ready? Formarriage.org took out a full page in the USA Today. Dear Mr. President, we are deeply grateful that you have taken your longstanding, deep-seated commitment. Yeah, preserve the family, yakety-yakety. But, you know, Bush doesn't read the paper. They took out a full-page ad thanking Bush, but he doesn't read the paper.
That is sweet.
I'm not sure the monkey can read. You know, he has his aides tell him what he says he needs to know, which the things he needs to know is, yes, sir, Mr. Bush, the country is behind you all the way. But,
well, he's memorized the Hungry Caterpillar, hasn't he?
Oh, he kind of would have had to by now.
Yeah.
As many times as he read that same book.
Over and over and over again. Unless he does photo ops holding a book, which is even more fun.
You know, one here's a closing thought. Bush is the only president in my memory that can't mix among the people. You know, like if he goes to the NASCAR race or something, he's surrounded by all these Secret Service men, and after they interview the people next to him, they allow them to stand sort of nearby. Clinton never did that. Clinton never had to hand pick his audience. You know, Clinton would walk into a McDonald's.
Clinton could jump out of a limousine, go straight to the side of the road and shake hands, and everyone was there. Clinton could go anywhere. He was loved. He can walk down the street right now, and people still love him. Clinton, I don't remember, you know, mass protests against Clinton. Do you?
No, but I remember a lot of time Rush would say, if you can get close enough to President Clinton, I want you to ask him this question. Mr. Clinton, can you name a regime or a government that was able to tax themselves into prosperity? And because Rush has a big reach, like that day or the next day, someone caught Clinton on a golf course and asked him that. And I don't remember what Clinton's reply was other than, gee, I've done it, and rather successfully, I might add. But the idea that you could talk to Clinton, there's always, remember there was a woman that walked up to Clinton, he signed her shirt and she took it off, you know, baring her breasts. I mean, yeah, there was pictures, but that would never work on Bush because he is never, ever among the people.
The fact that we have a new term called First Amendment zone or free speech zone. Like, we have to keep you away.
Yes.
That alone shows you how far our country and the Republicans have taken us. Ooh, we want you to have more freedoms, but we want you to have them our way. So if you want to voice your opinions on the president, you have to be in a cage behind buses, out of sight from the news cameras. But if you support the president, you can be right there.
You know, that's an excellent point. When Mr. Bush comes to town, the Secret Service pass out maps that tell you where you're allowed to have free speech.
Unbelievable.
It's generally behind that building a mile to your left. You can't stand on the street with a sign that says, stop this war, Mr. Bush, because the Secret Service comes by and sweeps you off the street. The FBI comes by and takes either the sign out of your hand or they make you go stand behind a bus.
Or arrest you.
Yeah, because they can't afford to have Bush... that way, Bush's little photo op is protest-free because he's handpicks
right.
Everything. He gives his speeches, you know, to Army bases and stuff because anyone that boos at an Army base is going to be out, you know, duck-walking a couple of miles, you know.
You know, Kerry needs to bring these points up in his debates, the fact that, so, Georgie, why is it that you need free speech zones? Why is it that you need First Amendment zones? What are you afraid of? Why are you the only president that's ever done that in history? Why are you limiting the rights of citizens? And just watch him squirm.
Well, yeah, plus he's the president who has provoked more outrage than any other president in my lifetime, and the networks continue to cover for him. They never put any of the protests on TV. If 20 people have a sign, they're not going to put that on TV or ask him what the deal is. And if 500,000 people march through New York, the networks will get on there and say, some estimates had the crowd at 30,000. Well, yeah, that some estimates would be Fox News. They can't tell the truth, so they just cover up for the boy because they want that tax cut. The sons of bitches.
That's right. So, anything else, Bart?
I don't think we could squeak one more little news bit in here.
I love how you say that every time. It's kind of like your new trademark, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you can't trade without a mark.
That's right. Well, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up right now. It's good to be back talking to you, Bart.
I know there's a lot of people who've been missing you.
I miss me, too. All right, so hey, on behalf of Tommy Mack in Los Angeles and...
Bart in Oklahoma.
And our... Collective Hangovers, we thank you for listening to Bart Cop Radio. We'll see you on the next show.